Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a busy couple of weeks. Between county celebrations and municipal events, passing the budget, and a number of other exciting activities, the spring isn't so much winding down as it is paving the way for an exciting summer here in Carroll. At the beginning of May, I was honored to be the guest speaker for a Chamber of Commerce breakfast in District 1, where I provided an update on activities and achievements by the Board of Commissioners, as well as taking questions from everyone who attended. I was incredibly grateful that my fellow commissioners Ed Rothstein and Kenny Collar were also present and were able to add some important insights and thoughts as well. And of course, I'm extremely grateful for everyone who attended, as well as to the Chamber of Commerce for allowing me to speak. We also had the wonderful opportunity to attend the Sheriff's Prayer Breakfast at Pleasant Valley Fire Hall later that week. Sheriff DeWeese and Good News Jail and Prison Ministry hosted an incredible event dedicated to the support of and prayer for law enforcement. Not only were sheriff's deputies and corrections officers present, but so too were municipal and state law enforcement officers as well. It was an important reminder of the kind of trust we place in the men and women who protect us every day, how necessary they are, and how much we all depend upon God. And may God always keep them safe as they do the work they do to keep us safe. I mean, among the other awesome things that I get to do, I serve on the advisory board for the Carroll County Farm Museum. The Farm Museum was recently host to the second annual Veterans Celebration of Carroll County, in which the entire county community comes together to honor our veterans, as well as to enjoy friendship, good food, amazing music, and awesome activities. And the Farm Museum itself will again be host to camps for kids this summer, as well as a number of other awesome events that are still to come. There are amazing volunteers and volunteer opportunities at the museum as well. The museum could not exist without those who volunteer, especially in the busier months. So whether you're interested in visiting or in volunteering, you can find more information online at carrollcountyfarmmuseum.org. Again, that's www.carrollcountyfarmmuseum.org. Also earlier this month, I had the privilege of attending the Chamber of Commerce's annual Public Safety Awards ceremony in Pleasant Valley. It was the first time since before the pandemic that the ceremony was held, and the Chamber did a phenomenal job of honoring the men and women in law enforcement, fire, and emergency services who risk their safety for our own. What was also awesome was to see my friend and our previous commissioner, Steve Lance, host the ceremony that morning. Even now, retired from political life, Steve remains committed to serving the community in any number of ways. Last weekend, I had the exciting opportunity to visit Union Bridge for their annual Dream Big Union Bridge Duck Derby, in which over 1,000 ducks were launched in two separate races down Little Pipe Creek. Union Bridge Councilwoman and County Development Review Technician Sherry Thompson is heavily involved with the event in that group, and she does an amazing job, as do all the members of that group. The proceeds from the Duck Derby benefit not only Dream Big Union Bridge, but also Reeds Across America. Now, this past weekend, on Saturday, I had the honor of speaking at the New Windsor Memorial Day ceremony, which was capably hosted by Mayor Neil Roop and attended by members of Boy Scout Troop 582. I also had the awesome opportunity to meet New Windsor resident Angelica Prestia, who personally volunteers throughout the year to maintain the memorial. She has everything from pulling weeds to painting the planters. And if you go by, you can see how beautiful the memorial looks because of the work that she does. I also wanted to take a quick moment to personally apologize to the residents of Pleasant Valley, as due to a scheduling mistake, I missed attending their Memorial Day celebration on Sunday. I take total responsibility for that, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart, and I'm looking forward to attending next year. Now, on Monday, I had the honor of speaking at the Memorial Day ceremony in Memorial Park in Tawnytown, which was well hosted by newly elected Mayor Chris Miller. Members of the City Council were on hand for that, including Councilwoman Judy Fuller, who personally volunteers to help maintain their war memorial, down to painting the plaques. During the ceremony, Mayor Miller presented a state citation from Delegate Eric Boucher to Mr. Fred Steinwedall, who at 94 years old is Tawnytown's oldest living veteran. Mr. Steinwedall enlisted in 1946 at the age of 18, served in the Army Air Force, married his wife Janity, and had a family thereafter. It was an absolute honor to meet Mr. Steinwedall. He's a gentleman, he's a class act, and he is a blessing to our county. Now, I was also able to participate in the parade through Tawnytown on Memorial Day, where our awesome delegate, Chris Tomlinson, and his awesome wife, Molly, also made an appearance and participated. And on Wednesday, I had the honor of joining Commissioners Rothstein, Gordon, and Kyler in bidding farewell to members of the Board of Elections and to welcome those who are new. In an era when there are concerns about election integrity, it demonstrates character and reassurance that Katie Barry and everyone who works in elections here in Carroll takes that responsibility with the utmost seriousness and professionalism. Now, as you will have heard, the Board of Commissioners unanimously passed the fiscal year 2024 budget a week ago. It is a budget that strikes a balance between where we are and where the future is, and while we were able to manage a budget that did not raise taxes, the challenges ahead are quite serious. As I've mentioned before, the Department of Fire and Emergency Services, as well as unfunded blueprint mandates for education from the state, pose some of the biggest fiscal hurdles. Now, these are not simply things that we can ignore. We need the Department of Fire and Emergency Services just as we need the volunteer companies in our county. And so far, from what can be gathered, the cost of rejecting Blueprint does not outweigh the burden that the state would otherwise leave us with if they withdrew what funding they already provide for education. You know, Blueprint alone will cost our county between $32 and $50 million, and this is money that we simply do not have. You know, again, as I know I'd mentioned before, the seriousness of fiscal year 25 means that the Board of Commissioners will not begin that year's budget discussions in April 2024, but nearly a year ahead of schedule this summer. We're looking forward to meeting and working with the Board of Education, our delegates, and our senators as we attempt to assess the obstacles that we face and how we might contend with them and whether we might find a working solution through cooperation with our various elected positions. But the hard work is paying off. Commissioners Rothstein, Gurin, Gordon, Kyler, and myself were all present on Thursday evening for the first ever Department of Fire and Emergency Services commissioning ceremony, which saw shift commanders and station lieutenants formally sworn in and given their badges. Those 16 men have worked hard and will be an invaluable asset to the county as we seek to continue to modernize public safety. Godspeed to those men and to their families. Now, on a final note with ceremonies, for this broadcast, the summer is here. To all of the high school and college students who are graduating, I wish you the best and pray that God blesses your lives in every single possible way. While it may seem like January is the time for a new year, I really do think sometimes that the new year actually begins in the summer, a season of love, hope, family, warmth, long days, sun-warm, sun-washed evenings, and possibility, above all, for everyone, for every single member, every single resident of this county. America has always been a summer country, a place where dreams come true. So as I conclude this particular podcast, I want to ask each one of you listening, what are your dreams for this summer? May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. Thank you for listening.